Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, I'm Amanda from Trifecta Fitness. We're proud to be Clarksville's new Get Fit headquarters. Trifecta Fitness is a state-of-the-art spin and strength training studio. Our spin studio is truly one of a kind in this area, complete with 20 state-of-the-art live fitness bikes and an incredible sound system. Our strength training is done in small groups of 6 or fewer, and all of our strength and spin classes are scalable for every level of experience. Come see us in the heart of Clarksville, just behind MAPCO at the corner of Old Trenton Road and Wilma Rudolph Boulevard. Call us for more info at 931-542-6265 or download our Trifecta Fitness app for a full list of upcoming classes.
For every veteran, there is a story. A story about a calling to serve, to fight for the freedoms of the American people. And every story has a struggle, a sacrifice, and invisible wounds. Warrior Wads programs help veterans recover from PTSD and invisible wounds through exercise, nutrition, and connecting with other veteran leaders. It is estimated that 22 veterans die each day by suicide, and another 30 veterans die each day by substance abuse. These are preventable deaths. Warrior Wad is committed to fighting PTSD through fitness, nutrition, and community.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back.
Misfit Nation. Misfit Nation. The Misfit Nation Show.
We are a show founded by a veteran and hosted by two veterans and a military spouse. Our mission is to get people to tell their stories to the world. If you're an author, share your tips with the Misfit Nation. If you're a musician or an actor, our audience needs to know how they too can get into the business. Coaches. We love our coaches. Come on and share your tips with Misfit Nation to help them become better versions of themselves. If you are a corporate leader or an entrepreneur, come on and show how you did it and how hard you have fought for success. If you are a veteran, first responder, or Gold Star family, we would love to have you come on and share your story with the Misfit Nation. We always have time for you. If you're feeling down, alone, or starting to see the darkness, Stop. Think about those who are around you. You are not alone. You will be missed. If you feel like your problems will be a burden to those in your inner circle or feel embarrassed, dial 988. If you are a veteran, take option 1. We need you to keep pushing forward. Don't make a permanent solution to a temporary problem. If you are a new listener, welcome to the Misfit Nation Show. Be sure to subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast app. Also on our YouTube channel at @_MisfitNation. Subscribe and click the bell to keep you up to date on our latest episodes and all of our news. You can also find us on Heroes Media Group and About Face Radio. Now, let's get to the show!
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to our Tuesday After Dinner show. We have an awesome guest tonight. She's coming to us from Denver, a beautiful mountain state there with snow probably still on the mountains while we're having thunderstorms here in Tennessee. She is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, author, soon-to-be podcast, as well as a busy mother of two young sons and a proud wife. She's all about dishing out the real talk on life's curveballs, from trauma to pain. She's been there, done that, and still slays. As a trailblazer in a male-dominated construction industry, her story resonates with those facing challenges in various fields, and she can speak extensively to the grit it requires to create a successful startup company. She knows that sharing our triumphs over life can extend a lifeline to others enduring similar struggles, reminding them that they're not alone and that resilience can lead to a brighter future. So without further ado, let's welcome Chelsea Usom to the Misfit Nation. Welcome, Chelsea.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It's awesome that we can connect. The world gets a lot closer when we have the internet now, and we can reach it out does. And meet awesome people from across time zones, in the mountains, on the land here. So, Chelsea,
yep.
If you don't mind, I just gave basically a two-sentence brief of you there. Tell us a little more about Chelsea from as far back as you want to go to how we got here now.
Yeah. So, I grew up in a small town in South Dakota. Like you said, live in Denver now. I currently own and operate a construction company in Denver, I was not playing with Barbies when I was little, thinking that number one, I would be an entrepreneur, and number two, that I would work in construction or own a company. I have a Spanish degree and a broadcast journalism degree, and I thought I was going to be the next Barbara Walters. Until I learned that they make like 20 grand a year and work nights and weekends, and the likelihood of making it is pretty much nothing. So I was like, well, that's unfortunate. So after college, the bills started coming. So I'm like, man, I need a job. And I went into trade shows, experiential marketing, worked there for about 5 or 6 years, and then just really didn't feel that I was doing anything worthwhile with my life. And then I did some soul searching, ended up quitting, got my master's in education, and I became a high school Spanish teacher for 10 years. Did that till one day a kid called me an effing waste of space. And I was like, huh, tell me how you really feel, buddy. I was just like, I don't like this anymore. I need to get out. And so then I was like, huh, I have zero idea what I'm going to do. I was desperate to get out of teaching at that point. At that time, the only job that anyone would even call me for was an office manager for a construction company. So I took that, got into construction, had like no training. It was rough. It was pretty rough. Learned a lot, trial by fire, the hard way. And then I ended up starting my own company in March of 2020, because what else is anyone doing at that point, right? And so I worked both jobs till April of 22, really. And then I was like, I can't do this anymore. So now I run the show, and I love it. As my 7-year-old son says, Mom, you're the boss. Like, yeah, I guess I am. That could be a good or bad thing.
Yes. And remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish he would listen to that, but he really doesn't.
Good luck with that. Boys are fun, I guess.
Yeah, they are.
I had a daughter. She was expensive. Sons are dangerous, I guess, because they get hurt, or on purpose they get hurt.
And they just don't stop like fighting and running around.
In the green room, you were talking a little bit about your family's service. If you don't mind, share with the audience your family's lineage of service to the country.
Yeah, and I know you've served. Thank you. And I know a lot of your listeners have. And honestly, like, we are so grateful. We're such a big military family. My grandfather was in the Air Force. Another grandfather was in the Air Force, and he was actually gunned down. And he was a prisoner of war with the Nazis for a year. And he ended up getting a Purple Heart. I've seen the telegrams where the government sent to his mom, like, he's been gunned down. We don't know if he's dead or alive. We'll let you know. And then another telegram saying, we found, he's alive, but he's a prisoner of war. Like, really interesting. But he got out and, earned a Purple Heart for that. And then one of my cousins just retired after like 30 years in the Army as Command Sergeant Major. I mean, multiple people in our family serve in the military and police, and we're such big supporters and so proud and, always, always so grateful.
That's awesome. I wish we could have, or you could have at least recorded your grandfather if he's not with us anymore, but before he passed, or while he was still able to speak about stuff. And that's great stories to keep forever, to know.
It is.
He saw before and during, of course, and then of course, meeting the love of his life and his family. So it's awesome.
Yes.
And like you said, our audience is either either they served military, first responders, or proud supporters of both, and all walks of life there. So it's, and three guys from Nepal. Thanks, guys. If you're climbing the mountains today, thanks for listening.
Yes, so thank you. Out there.
So tell us a little bit about learning curve going from office manager to the boss of a construction company.
Yeah. I mean, I luckily I got to learn a lot of things not to do from the other company, kind of. And I'm a really organized person, like kind of to psycho mode. Like sometimes I need to chill out a little bit. But so that helps me that I'm really organized. But so I learned a lot what not to do. But man, there were a lot of times crying in my office, like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I don't even, you know, a lot of Googling, a lot of asking other people. And luckily, I've met quite a few women actually who own construction companies that do multi-million dollars, you know, multi-millions of year. So I've been able to call them and say, hey, this happened. What would you do in this situation? You know, really relying on them because they've been there, done that. They know way more than I do. And they can quickly be like, yeah, no, don't worry about that or do this, you know? So it was a huge learning curve. I mean, commercial insurance is like the worst thing ever. Certified payroll is like the worst thing ever. It's like a whole new level of just horrible stuff. So yeah, it was a lot of learning, but honestly now I feel like I learned the hard way, but I know it in and out. You know what I mean? I can talk about it because I've been there, done that. So it was hard at first, but I'm grateful I had to go through it all.
I think it's great to hear that other women in the industry were welcoming you as a mentee, basically.
Yeah.
You show you the ways instead of saying she's competition. We're not going to give her all the secrets. We're not going to push her in the right direction. It actually helps us. That's awesome.
Yeah. I've luckily found the right women for sure.
And you also are an author. So,
yep.
So that from COVID as well, or was that after COVID or pre-COVID?
Actually that my book just came out on Amazon last week. So that is new, real new. My book is called Real Vibes Only: Unapologetic Confessions of a Hot Mess Mompreneur. So it's a bunch of juicy, crazy stories of stuff I've been through and really just, you know, some of them are pretty traumatic stories. Some are kind of in the middle, some are lighter, but really it's just the goal with the book is to, especially for women, sometimes we feel like we have to be this perfect person handling all these things. And like people will judge us if we take care of ourselves or, and this really goes for anybody, but you know, just own your story, stop feeling guilt or shame, put it out there because I guarantee someone is feeling the same way. And honestly, I've gotten so many messages like, oh my God, thank you for just being real. I've been literally feeling this for so long and I feel like I'm the only one. So it's just, I hope that I can inspire other people that when you're going through hard times, which we all do, right? At the time, it feels like it could break you, but you need to take care of yourself. You need to look at, you know, how are you taking care of yourself mentally, physically, right? And you will get through. And you'll be stronger on the other side, you know, and then you can go out and however you're going to show up now in the world, you don't have to write a book about what you've been through, but maybe you can talk to somebody or maybe you can inspire somebody that is going through it currently to hopefully just to keep going and have hope.
Definitely. And there, I mean, there's a song out there, if you go through hell, keep on going.
Exactly.
Just keep on going. As long as you keep pushing forward, you're doing the right things. Learn lessons, of course. Learn lessons from that hellacious journey. Take little notes, but don't let it drag you. You said, too many people try to make that perfect square, or that perfect circle, and it has to be that way every day. I have to be perfect every day or say something about you. But the person that's saying something about you usually has four fingers back at them.
Just totally.
She wants coming right back at them because they're ashamed of something as well. So just keep pushing forward and you'll be better in the end and people see your resilience as you move
forward. And you need to find, if you're seeing a lot of people coming at you and judging you, you're not around your right people. You know what I mean? We'll always have that. There's always going to be people, especially when you're out, you're hustling, you're doing big things. There's always going to be people. The more you achieve, there will be more people that just probably want you to fail and fall flat on your face. There will be. That's how it goes, right? New levels, new devils. They say that, right? But it's just, it's, but if you can surround yourself with those like-minded people and positive people, right? And people that are just wanting to be better versions of themselves, that's who will inspire you and you can all move forward together.
Definitely. I wrote down the new levels, new devils. That's the first time I heard that. So it's now in my notebook. I'll be stealing it. Thank you.
I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up, but it's a good one.
And you talked about some of the going through traumatic events and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and the stories in your book. Would you mind sharing bits and pieces of it so you don't give away the whole book? So people
sure. I'll share two, and really, I'm going to share these two because they are pretty traumatic, but also it's just completely different how I dealt with them. So one was about 20 years ago. So when I got my Spanish degree, I studied in South America and Ecuador quite a few months. And at this point, I was there alone because I had been there the year before. I went back alone for 3 months. And I had been studying Spanish and, you know, traveling and stuff down there. And one night, I ended up being drugged and raped by my Spanish professor there. And I woke up in an abandoned house by myself on a mattress on the floor. And like, I'm, you know, saw like flashbacks of the night before. I was so sick. I was so ill, but like things started being like coming back to my memory. And so I couldn't get out of the house. I kept getting electrocuted, trying to get out for like a half hour. I finally get out and I had to go. It was like the next day and it was school. It was a school day and I really had nowhere else to go. So I literally just took a taxi to school and I had to stare at his face. Like, it was horrible. And honestly, I didn't tell anyone for 20 years, not a soul. I didn't, like, you know, I was in my 20s. I think it was just so traumatic that I was just like, oh my God, shove that down, lock it, throw away the key. Like never, it didn't happen, never to see the light of day. Right. And so that was the biggest way of like not dealing with it and just pretending like it never happened. So recently then 20 years later, actually I ended up being sued for millions of dollars by just not a good person. And really kind of the trauma of that, of feeling powerless and feeling constantly attacked and living in fear. And this lawsuit was like the most soul-sucking, horrible thing I've literally ever dealt with, even worse than being physically raped, because that was one time. This was 2.5 years of like absolute hell, like having my kids be like, mommy, when are we losing our house? Mom, here's $12. You need it more than I do. Seeing me just like, I would wake up in hives, like covered in hives. I didn't want to die, but I didn't want to live. Like I remember waking up in the middle of the night, like every night being like, oh my God, this is real. It's not a dream. Like I thought this was a nightmare. And so honestly, that it just, to run a business and be a mom and be a wife and a friend and do life while dealing with that was really difficult. Like I lost it a lot. It was really difficult. And finally, I'm like, I'm not okay. I called a therapist. I remember the day I texted my friend, she's a therapist. And I said, hey, I don't have a lot of money right now, but I'm like, not okay. Do you know of any like organizations or things that give people that can give you like cheaper therapy? Cause I just need some. And she's like, honey, I got you. And so literally I relied heavily on her. I stopped drinking so much. Like I knew that wasn't serving me. I had to bring that down, eating healthy, get out in the sunshine, move my body, because I was like, I had to. So now how 20 years later, I started dealing with trauma is I had to physically and mentally take care of myself or I wasn't going to make it through. I really wasn't. And it was such a low time and I've never endured that just horrible thing for 2.5 years. So it's, you know, I know who, you know, we're all speaking to. We've all gone through really horrific, tough times. Every single person is, that's the life experience, right? The human experience. But it's like, get help, No, you know, get those, you know, you can go to someone and say, I'm not okay. You can, you know, take care of yourself and do what you have to do to be okay and to move through that. And you will.
And I think you're setting an example for your two boys, especially, but also to all those entrepreneurs out there. They face that same obstacle, a lawsuit, or any hiccup in their entrepreneurial journey. Mm-hmm. But you're also showing you can fight that, but somehow you decided to balance self-care in there along with your ambition.
Yeah, you have to.
How did you do that? How did you come up with that mustard to balance the self-care, keep the business going, and stay focused on the forward?
I mean, it wasn't easy. I knew that I had to do it at some point when I was waking up just like so low. I just... Like, I know, you know, the things that you do that make you feel good, right? And you know, the things you do that drain you and make you feel like crap. It's like, no more doing these things that are these negative habits or draining me or making me, you know, draining my energy or making me feel bad. So I just really had to take a hard look and be like, you deserve better. Like, do better. You have to do better. And you have to show your kids that you're going to make it through. And you have all these lies being thrown at you day after day. And it's just ungodly, the things I had to produce and do for this lawsuit. But I knew in my heart it wasn't true. So I was literally fighting for myself. I was fighting for myself at that point.
And that, I mean, that shows another thing about tenacity and resilience and grit. Everything comes out and throw any kind of keyword up, but that's what you're doing. You're showing that you have it all. Even when you got sucker punched with the lawsuit, you got sucker punched when you were learning Spanish by a professor, but you never quit. A lot of people would have quit, right? 20 years prior when that happened, they would have quit right there and nothing would have came out of their life. They would have just been done.
Yeah.
You kept it in you and fought forward, and it's kudos to you to where you are today.
Thank you. And I think a lot of people too, at those are such pivotal moments, those times where we're going through adversity, right? You could take this path. You could become an alcoholic. You could, you know, go down this route, you know, all these different things, these negative things you could do to numb the pain, or you get help, you take care of yourself, and you go out and you be a shining light in the world that everyone needs. You know what I'm saying? And not everyone, like we said, needs to write a book about it all or whatever, but like you get rid of the shame and the guilt and you move on and you be okay and you be happy. That's the point, right? So you could really go either way in those situations. It's like, what are you going to do?
Definitely. It's all up to you at that point. And you chose the right path. That's the path less chosen by most people. You took the right one, and I'm glad for that, and glad that you're here today to share that with us, and also
thank you.
Have your book out there where people, the real vibes book out there, so people can read that and maybe get pumped up to chase their demons down and fight through things as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're also a speaker. I mean, you have a lot of things going on. So a speaker, where do you speak locally? Do you do virtually, or do you travel?
So I've done a lot locally in Denver, some for construction companies and different things, some for just women's organizations. I've spoken at a lot of schools as well to students, which is kind of cool. But I'm really excited in April. I'm going to speak at Amberly Lago. She is a really amazing woman, and she was in a really bad motorcycle accident many years ago. She's had like 40 surgeries. She has what they call, it's like the chronic pain disease. I think they call it the suicide disease. It's like most people that have it commit suicide because it's so painful. And she is like the most positive, freaking amazing woman I've ever met in my life. And she has an event in April in Dallas. So I'm going to be speaking there, which I'm really excited about. But yeah, I mean, I definitely speak nationally, locally, kind of wherever. And I've spoken on smaller scale, but I think now writing this book and kind of really almost realizing I actually have stories to tell, you know, and I feel this new calling to share them lately, right? I never did for a lot of time, but now it's kind of something I'm stepping into and feeling called to do. So I'm excited for the next year or two to see where it takes me. I'm open to it, but I just want to inspire other people and, you know, connect with them, because everyone has a story to tell, every single person.
They definitely do. And brought up CPS. We had a young guest who's sixth or seventh grade, and she was diagnosed with it.
Wow.
So right when we started doing the YouTube channel and stuff, and I worked her mom, and I said, let's get her on here. Maybe we'll get someone to help out to maybe find that care, get her into the right hospital. And she's just such a tough young girl to go through it, and doesn't have anyone else to worry about. So she knows all the bad sides of it, but she also knows there's hope. So it's great to see her.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we hit speaker, we hit construction, we hit author. Now you have to throw a podcast in there too. So,
well, that's literally on my to-do list, you know, in my quote free time. But it is. I actually want to start a podcast this year. I really do.
And what's the subject that going to be?
So I'm really trying to pick the name. I don't know if I could take a part of my book or something, like either Real Vibes Only, Unapologetic Confessions, but really I just want to have people on telling their stories and like how they've overcome things. So, you know, Rich, you want to come on my podcast when I get it up and running. But I love talking to people, and every conference you go to, and you know, let's say there's a whole lineup of speakers, right? All they're telling is things they've gone through and overcome in just completely different ways. That's all they're telling. You know what I mean? And so and you leave and you're like, yes, this is amazing. It's so powerful, right? So I want to give the opportunity for people to share their stories and, you know, what they've learned from it, how they've grown, how they became stronger.
Definitely. Resting Consigliere, my brother jumped in and said, overcoming life. That's the name of your show.
I like that. That's good. I like that. Name before.
My Consigliere helped me out there. It's fun though. Once you get it up and going, I started mine during COVID, of course. And since I had about 8 hours left in the week that I didn't have allotted. So I started this and I started writing a book at the same time. So I've since published two books and have this going. So you've met so many people on the show. It's amazing. And for the show, I've been guesting on a lot of other shows. So I get to share my side and change. It's really fun to do that as well.
Yeah. And honestly, every show I'm on, I've been on quite a few lately, I leave and I'm like, oh my God, I feel so good. I feel energized. It's like you connect, you know, it's just, it's the best feeling. It really is.
Yeah, 100%. I think you'll have a great time doing it once you find the 2 hours a week that you want to jump on that you have nothing allotted to when the boys aren't traveling, soccer or
at
something.
At midnight or something. No, just kidding. Yeah. I go to bed at like 9, so I'm I'm an old lady.
The morning.
Yeah.
You'll find it. You'll figure it out. I'm sure you will. You'll build a new habit within there to check how to get done. And you don't have to do 3 shows a week. You can start off with 1 show a week, and they don't have to be live. You can do a recording and then post 1 a week. It's baby steps until you get the momentum and rock it out.
Until I know what I'm doing.
Yes, that helps too. My first recorded in my sleep, that tells you something.
Yeah, it's going to be rough for a while, but.
So if you can give advice to that young entrepreneur or any entrepreneur, I don't even say young, there's so many entrepreneurs now.
Yeah.
3 bits of advice for them to get going, get out of their own way and try to be successful. What would that be?
Yeah, I love that question. I would say number one, you got to understand it's not going to be easy. It's like, if you're going into this thinking like, oh, this is just success is going to come easy or whatever, or this, you know, I'm going to scale this business or whatever. It's really hard. It really is, but it's really worth it. Like I told my husband, I'm ruined forever. I can never work for anyone else. I can never go like to an 8-to-5 job. I just can't. Like I'm just totally screwed. I can't do it. So, you know, now I've built it and I'm, you know, seeing growth and I'm seeing success and I still have a long way to go. So knowing your to-do list is never done. I have like 10 to-do lists over here with like a million different things. It will never stop, but you kind of just have to have that personality that thrives on that, apparently, or I'm just crazy. Maybe, I don't know. And then I would say set boundaries. Like, I have so many people, like for me in construction, I have bankers and insurance people always reaching out. Hey, can I take you to coffee or lunch? And, oh, just see how I can support you. And while that's sweet, no, I used to say yes to all that in the beginning. Now I know how valuable my time is. And I say no, kindly and nicely, but like, I'm not switching insurance and I'm not switching banks or any of this other stuff. Like, it's just a waste of their time and my time. So I nicely say no, and I wish them well. So it's like setting boundaries. If you're not going, like, what's moving your business forward? If whatever this invitation or event was, that does that do that? And if not, then don't go. You know, go take care of yourself, work out, get some rest, like whatever. You have to find a balance though and build your life. If I'm successful, it does not mean that I'm, you know, my family hates me. I work 80 hours a week. Like, my health is in the toilet. I just hate my life. To me, I don't want it. Then I don't want it. I build my life. I have my life and then I build work around it. And yes, some days are tough to do that, but like, you have to have that goal, and then you will be more cognizant of it and you'll enjoy it so much more. Cause I'm not going to be burnt out and miserable. Like, that's, to me, that's not even worth it.
That makes you lose the passion that you had for it in the beginning.
It does. And you'll hate,
you'll hate everything about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So all that's great advice right there. Chelsea, how does someone get in contact with you if they want to talk to you, like, or maybe get you to come speak to their corporation?
Yeah. If you, probably the best place is just my website. It's chelseahusum.com. So it's chelseahusum.com. Like, all my links, there's all kinds of stuff on there, and email and ways to get in touch with me. So that's probably the best spot.
And that is scrolling across the screen on the bottom for those on video. And for everyone else, it is in the show notes already. So you can find, I think, all of Chelsea's links, including her LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, I believe, are all on there. So easy, click and find and talk. Just don't spam her with a bunch of crap, please.
But also, Chelsea, can I say, if you feel called to reach out, I love to hear stories of people that are going through things, or, you know, what you've gone through and what you've learned from it. I love connecting with people like that. So please feel free to reach out, and I would love to connect.
Awesome. Take that invitation, and you might be one of the first people on the show. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Build your show guest right now.
Yep, I will.
Just build that Rolodex. Chelsea, this has been awesome chatting with you. It's like 30 minutes flew by tonight.
Thank you.
I've had a great time chatting with you, and just send an invite when you want me to come on your show. Maybe spill my guts to you about what I've been through in life, and I'll bring a bunch of my veteran friends to jump on the show as well.
Please do. That would be amazing. I will be in touch.
Awesome. Everyone else, tomorrow night, Tip of the Spear Veterans Roundtable will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, or 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central. So that's a pretty cool talk with a bunch of veterans talking. And I think we have two guests tomorrow night. I would be on my YouTube channel and everyone else's YouTube channels as well. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. And Chelsea, you have a great night in Denver.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for checking us out and being a part of the Misfit Nation show. Don't forget to visit our website at themisfitnation.com. That's themisfitnation.com. Check out all our past episodes and get some of the great Misfit Nation gear for you and your family. As always, be humble, stay hungry, and keep hustling, because we are
Misfit Nation. Misfit Nation.